Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. In our last program, we were discussing pacifism in the face of the reappearance when thinking about a reformer who has to come and solve the problems of the world. In this program, we want to reverse the vision and look at the other side of the coin, which is, that's right, activism. I mean, even though everybody loves to talk about the pacifists, we're going to talk about the activists. Now there's the activists on the other side. Now the activist also believes, of course, in the reappearance and that there is a reformer who is going to come and save the world from the suffering and the problems and give freedom. But as activism says, they do so actively. So while they do take part in the du'as and all the religious aspects of the faith, in addition, they have set goals in their life that are in line and in alignment with the goals of the living Imam and what the Hadiths and the Quran tell us. They're living in unification of truth as opposed to a foot here and a foot there. They direct their mental, physical, and emotional activities and seek help emotionally from this unification of the coming of the Imam. And they don't merely work towards beautifying their life in this world and their pleasures and basal desires. However, it doesn't mean that they do not live. It means that the attitude has reversed from the pacifists. And they don't just study and pursue education to decorate their walls with their certificates or to obtain a spouse of good standing or to fill their bank accounts or their life with luxury. And they don't measure progress by the type of cell phone, the model of car, or a bigger house. In reality, the activist equips himself with more knowledge and understanding regarding the duties that are incumbent upon him, which he does willingly and with love towards the reappearance of the living Imam. Their time in their life, given that they understand is very short, is spent in self-purification and transformation so that they align themselves in time with the Imam's goals and with the living Imam himself. And they struggle and strive to alleviate themselves, to release themselves from the weight of the debts they have incurred, of their pledges that are unfulfilled to Allah, to the Holy Prophet, to the Imams, and to the living Imam, regardless of whether it is social, political, emotional, mental, or spiritual aspect of their life. Glad you stayed, aren't you, Sister Spade?